When you think about healthcare in Philadelphia, one of the first things that probably comes to mind is the big hospitals. But access to a primary care doctor is important for keeping people out of the hospital. A new report finds some neighborhoods, including some in northeast Philadelphia, qualify as primary care deserts. WHYY's Nina Feldman has more.
It's a busy morning at Health Center 10 in northeast Philly. The seating area is full, and the line to see the receptionist snakes through the clinic. The sound of a construction crew hammering away reverberates through the building as they add more exam rooms in the basement. Health Center 10 is by far the busiest of the city's seven health centers, 67,000 patient visits a year. Anthony Smith lives nearby and has private insurance, but says he wouldn't consider going anywhere else. He's been coming here every 3 months for the past 15 years. He says he doesn't mind the wait either.
Anywhere else you go is the same problem you have in here. You understand what I'm saying? Everything works good for me here. And I 100% okay with the treatment I get from them.
While quality might be good, the supply is low. Health Center 10 has a long wait list for new appointments. Health Commissioner Thomas Farley says the city is doing what it can to add another clinic, but he knows that's not enough.
We are calling on other health systems and federally qualified health centers for them to do their part as well and expand those services. We can't make those groups do that. We can simply encourage people to do that.
The city's report also found that while fewer Philadelphians are uninsured since the state expanded Medicaid in 2015, fewer providers take Medicaid because the reimbursement rates are lower than for private insurance.
It does no good to give a person insurance and then not have a provider that can take their insurance.
That's the city's chief epidemiologist, Dr. Raynard Washington. He says that the areas with the lowest access to primary care are also the neighborhoods that have the highest rates of uninsured. And if you don't have insurance, you're less likely to see a doctor. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.